Willie Brown. This is one I recorded way back in 1970 when I was 11. All right, I was 14. Some other man when he starts calling your name. Going down to the Delta. Mama, where I can have my fun. That's right. Going back down to the Delta. Mama, where I can have my fun. Drink my white lightning whiskey and gamble, like I said, and bring my baby home. Some other man when he starts calling your name. Rambling, I'm gonna see you some brand new day. Thank you. Thank you very much. That's Willie Brown's Mississippi Blues. And next up we have an old pal of mine I haven't seen for a good while, a man who's taken the blues and made it new music all over again. Started playing guitar in Rochester, New York, and hung out and learned licks from the great Son House, who was one of Robert Johnson's mentors. John Mooney went down to New Orleans and created a new kind of funky blues with his band Bluesiana. And we were lucky to get John to come up here and play a solo gig for us in the middle of Jazz Fest and Memphis and May Fest, all kinds of festivals. I think he's playing 3 festivals this weekend. Must be nice. When you're that good, you deserve it. Let's have a nice... Oh, that was the wrong order. Oh, that was the wrong order. I'm starting over. We're introducing a different blues singer. Oh, boy. I got carried away. John Mooney's going to come out next after this blues singer. This is a blues singer that's done great things with the blues, Corey Harris. You all seen him in Martin Scorsese's film on TV. He's played the blues in New Orleans, and he's played the blues in Virginia, and he's played the blues all over Africa with some of the creative geniuses there that all the licks came from originally.